This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the transformative power of artificial intelligence while underscoring the need for ethical governance and inclusive development. Modi was speaking at the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit at the Grand Palace in Paris. He was co-chairing the summit with French President Emmanuel Macron, expressing gratitude to President Macron for hosting the summit and inviting him as co-chair. Prime Minister Modi highlighted AI's far-reaching impact on the economy, security and society. In a significant step towards transforming the education landscape of Arunachal Pradesh, the state's education department signed a memorandum of understanding with Adhyayan Kolachi Education Foundation for holistic development of the school ecosystem with a special focus on strengthening school complexes. This partnership aims to enhance the quality of education by improving teacher pedagogy, fostering community engagement, strengthening leadership and governance, and activating school complexes as vibrant learning hubs. Akashvani Itanagar cluster has been awarded the prestigious title of the first best managed cluster office in the Northeast zone of Prasar Bharati by the Office of the Additional Director General, Guwahati. There are 17 clusters of Akashvani and Doordarshan Kendras under Prasar Bharati in the Northeast zone. This recognition to Akashvani Itanagar is given for the station's exceptional management and outstanding service to the department. N. Raman Jandappa, cluster head Akashvani Itanagar, said that the award reflects Akashvani Itanagar's commitment to operational excellence and its significant contributions to public broadcasting in the region. The recognition will further motivate the team in enhancing the quality and outreach of its services. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men held the ongoing efforts of Assam Rifles in combating drug menace and empowering the youth of Arunachal Pradesh. He also mentioned that the paramilitary force plays a key role in the state's progress besides maintaining peace in the Northeast. Men noted this while flagging off the National Integration Tour, a 13-day initiative designed to strengthen national unity and promote cultural exchange among youth on Monday. The tour organized by 11th Assam Rifles will take 30 talented girl students from Arunachal University of Studies, Namsai, on a journey to six significant locations across the country. The students will explore historical, cultural and technological landmarks in the Jorhat, Guwahati, Shillong, Kolkata, Dimapur and Kohima. Agriculture Minister Gabriel Diwangsu emphasized that three vital ingredients, breed, seed and feed, play a key role in development of farm sectors. The minister stated this while conducting an extensive day-long tour of agriculture and allied sectors facilities in Namsai district on Monday. Wangsu carried out a detailed inspection of various facilities including the Namsai Dairy Horti Nursery at Kharam and Farmer Training Center. Its itinerary also included visits to private pig farms in Amphum village, local fisheries farms and the ongoing biofertilizer unit with construction at Naman Khamti village. He called for the need for collaborative efforts to address current challenges highlighted by the officers during the tour, particularly in the areas of fodder, feeds and seeds. A team from the Dirang-based National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports, led by its director Colonel Ranveer Singh Jamwal, achieved a groundbreaking feat of adventure and endurance by successfully completing the first ever Brahmaputra river rafting expedition covering the entire 1040 km stretch of the mighty Brahmaputra in 28 days from Arunachal Pradesh to Assam. The expedition began on January 14 at Galing village in Arunachal, where the river enters India from Tibet, and concluded on February 10 at Hatsingimari, Assam, near the Bangladesh border. A tragic road accident on NH415 near Soge Resort Holongi Road claimed the lives of two individuals on Monday evening. The accident involved an 18-wheeler trailer truck owned by Ganpati Drilling, which was transporting heavy drilling equipment. The incident occurred around 7 p.m. when the truck lost control on a sharp turn and collided with the roadside hilly mountain. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.